When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. So I was refreshing my knowledge on interest rates this weekend, and I was watching videos while I was cooking lunch for my children. And I must have listened to the same 5-minute video probably 10 or more times and was still hearing points that I was missing. So I know you've missed some of the things that Natalie has said in just the last 2 days. So go back and listen to part 1 and 2 again. Get those little nuggets that you missed because she's a fast talker. And once you've done that, dive right into this episode. If you've been taking notes, by the end of this, you'll have a step-by-step strategy for building a cohesive and sustainable wealth plan. Enjoy this episode. You have the Life Architect Society. Is this kind of is this kind of the way that you build that community with these principles, or is that a separate is that community separate? Like, do they have a specific intent?
Okay, so I build based on my methodology, which is, you know, the first thing within the Life Architect Society, we teach you mindset. The first thing we do is we help you write your vision, right? As you get in, the first thing you have to do is write your vision. Write your vision, make it plain. The next thing is to break your vision into a strategy, and then break that strategy into goal, and then break the goal into habits, and then to live your habit daily, right? Because the truth is, you're not going to remember your vision on a daily basis. When you're making decisions and you're emotional, you're not going to remember, but your habit is what keeps you in play daily. You know, making certain decisions ahead of time. It's kind of like, you know, I'm going on a date. I don't care how cute you are, how much money you got. You're not going to get between my legs because I've made a decision about the type of woman that I am. I made a decision about how I show up. You know what I mean? I go to the mall. I don't care how cute the thing is. I'm not going to buy it in 24 hours. I'm not going to buy it in 48 hours. And it has to check off certain things for me to buy it. And my account has to be at a certain level. So the first thing I do is I teach them to write their vision, break it into strategy, break it into goal, and then break it into habits. And then live their habits daily. And then also I give them the books to support them developing the capacity gap. Who I was in 2017 and who I am now, big capacity gap. I had confidence issues because I was in an abusive relationship. I lost confidence in myself and confidence in my ability to choose. When you feel like you failed, you will struggle with a lot of triggers, and every trigger is not a bad thing. But when you come out of trauma, anything that makes you uncomfortable will shut you down. So I had to learn to rebuild my confidence, learn to rebuild, you know, my emotional intelligence. Learn to trust myself again, learn to focus. I'm good at a lot of things, but I can't do a lot of things. You will never build momentum trying to do a lot of things. So learning to build one thing first and then using the momentum from that thing to fund other things. So figuring out what's your one thing. So at first I had nothing. So my one thing was insurance. Then my one thing became my coaching. I relaunched my coaching when I felt confident again that I was someone who could coach other people. Right. When I was healed from my own trauma, then I was ready to coach other women. I didn't want to coach someone while I was still bleeding. Right. So next thing that I do in the society is teaching them how, you know, to, if they don't already know, how to form the LLC or the S Corp or the C Corp, and to tell them the difference between, because I want them to be informed why we choose the different structures that we choose. What's the benefit of having structures? What it does to protect you and your family, as well as to build your legacy. The next thing is to help them to figure out the fact that they have experience, expertise, and qualifications that has pre-qualified them to be able to sell a service or a product online, separate and apart from their job that they can now begin to create another stream of income. Because the first thing you'll realize is when you start to learn your numbers is that you need emergency fund. Or if you have debt, you need additional money to pay down your debt, because debt is literally a leak in your ship. Your ship will sink if you have leaks. So if you don't have an emergency fund, you have leaks. If you don't have discipline, you have leaks. And if you have a lot of debt, high interest debt, you have unnecessary leaks to your finances. So I teach them about that. I teach them about identifying what their strengths are and then how to monetize that and then build that into a service. Then the next thing is we teach them about funnels, you know, how to put funnels together to or begin to build their community, right? So that they can monetize that community, as well as how to eventually take it evergreen so that they can take back their time. Now we teach them how to build courses. So it's legitimately my process for myself in a one-year format, but it's in an accelerated 90-day process. And to be honest, it's all the little pieces of things that you get all over the internet. I put them together because it cost me a lot of money because I did not know the pieces. You get piece here and piece there. So what I do is I teach them the mindset, the strategy, as well as how to build out their habits, their systems, their company, their course, their program. And then I have launch strategies that teach them how to launch it over and over and over until they get the right kind of price points and the right type of returns. So that's what Life Architect Society is. But the money portion, I do have a different program where I work with people one-on-one. I have my one-on-one clients, and I specifically help my clients now who are already making money to show them how to make their money work for them.
Oh, okay.
Right? Through insurance. So I'm not your money person, right? But what I realized when I listen to a lot of tax strategists is that they don't have the wealth portion. And the wealth advisors, most of them are selling you what is going to benefit them based on what their company wants them to move, right? And they're giving you a one size fit all.
Yeah.
So in coming to me, I'm working with them on their vision of where they want to be versus where they are, looking at the gap and looking at what kind of gaps we need in between, they have in between, and looking how we can use real estate, insurance, you know, stocks, 401k, Roth IRA, or just a simple IRA, as well as giving their kids 401k IRA in order to set up certain things, you know, UGMA, UTMA, depends on where they are in life, to be able to set up certain things. So with me, it's important to know I didn't jump here. I did the simple things, knew my numbers, got my own business, used an LLC to protect myself from paying excessive taxes, lived on less, right? And while making more, and then using the more to fund the things. So the first thing I did was I got real estate. Do you know that millennials now who are building wealth on average, they have at least 3 property on average that's worth about $1.5 million. That's how most millennials who are at least a millionaire, right? And when we say millionaire, this is a different definition now. This is $1 million in available assets, available investable assets, and that does not include their actual property. So that means that they're probably taking the cash flow from the property and turn it into investable assets. So the first way for someone to build wealth, right, and solid wealth is by buying a piece of real estate and then house hacking it so that they can get rid of their largest expense, which is living expense, right? Their mortgage or their thing. And then taking that and pretending that they're still paying something and funding their future, right? So that they can buy back their time. Last year, I bought this house. This year, in equity, this house has gone up more than $155,000 in equity, right? Between last year when I bought it. And mind you, based on how you pay it, I'm paying mostly interest, right? Most of my money is not going to principal. Mind you, I know how to push it to principal. But over the last year, what I've paid, it's mostly gone to the interest, right? Based on how they structure the mortgage payment. So it's not a matter of I paid down that much money on the principal. Uh-huh. It's a matter that I bought an asset that's an appreciating asset, right? And that asset, because of the market that we're in, and I don't know how long this market's going to last, literally has given me now an available cash, right? If I choose a line of credit or if I choose to use a home equity line of credit, I can now have access to at least 80% of that $150,000 that then I can use to acquire another asset.
So you Wow. This is a lot. This is a lot.
That's why I'm putting it in a book.
Well, talk to me now. That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about the book. Talk to me about the book.
And that's why I have a program where people work with me one-on-one for me to do it for them.
Yeah.
Like build out the thing for them and work with them continuously. Because it is a lot. It's like being Noah and being told you got to build an ark. And it's putting a structure in place. And then at the same time, knowing that the vision, you can't live at your vision level. You got to live where you are. With the attitude of the vision, with the behavior of the vision, with the gratitude that the vision already exists, that you already possess the vision. You have to become the person who already is capable of managing the house that you want, capable of managing the expenses that come with the assets that you desire, right? It's not about acquiring the assets. It's about becoming a person who can sustain the assets and manage them in a way that they now begin to work on your behalf. Right. And so you got to get skill set. You got to invest in, you know, the number one way when you see the number one difference between the wealthy and even the rich. Right. I'm not even going to say the poor because the poor don't qualify right now. But the difference between the rich and the wealthy is mindset. And the rich and the wealthy mindset is one, the rich is making a lot of money, maybe. And so I'm just going to hire somebody and I'm going to let them do it. But if you've seen Rihanna, her tax accountant stole from her because she didn't know what to look for. A lot of these major guys that you hear about, Jay-Z and a lot of them, why do you think they are so closeted right now? Because a lot of the people who should have helped them stole from them. So the number one thing between being rich and becoming wealthy is financial acumen, business acumen and financial acumen. Knowing the right questions to ask. No, you're not going to know everything. None of us knows everything. But knowing that you need to invest in having a coach or listening to programs like yours where they can continuously learn and get themselves open up, right? Every morning, starting a week now, I wake up at 6 a.m. Well, I wake up before that, but at 6 a.m., I'm on a Zoom call listening to my girlfriend and her sister, my best friend from college and her sister who's in Canada, because they're learning to trade, right? And so guess what? Some of the term goes over my head a little bit, but guess what? A lot of it doesn't. And so if I keep dripping that and in addition to that, I pay for programs. You know, I'm a part of societies that I pay. Well, right now I'm in the 2000 range. I pay $2,000 a year for them to send me their analytics. There's another tier that I want to get into. That's $7,500 a year for them to get me their analytics. On average, their people last year was making between 150 to 300%. There are people out here who are shifting from rich to wealthy because they're investing in buying information, because knowing something before everybody else knows it makes a difference. The guy that's in Goldman Sachs who knew years ago or a year and a half ago to buy Doge when it was 0.000002 to when it was 68, that was the difference between him becoming a millionaire. Do you understand? So information, when applied in your strategy towards your vision while living below your means, is the difference between moving you from poor to rich. Buying information that gets your strategy to maximize itself and gets your portfolio to operate like a beast is what takes you from rich to wealthy. And so when people say they're financially free, a lot of them is like, I paid off my credit card, I'm financially free. No, you're not. You're debt free. And you might not actually be financially secure because you probably don't even know your financial security number, right? And then people say, I'm financially free because you see them, they bought a house and they paid off their debt. No, you're not. Because when you buy a house and you go from a renter to a homeowner, your financial security number is going to change. Because before, you didn't have to repair stuff. Now, as a homeowner, you need a separate account for just repairs. You need a separate emergency fund for different things. And now you might have a homeowner association. Now you might have somebody cutting your grass. Now you might have somebody cleaning your house. Now you might actually have more electricity because you're no longer in an apartment. So it costs more to keep the place warm. It costs more to get gas through your house. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you're now having to go from being a renter to being a homeowner. Your financial security number changed. So before you can go to financial independence, you've got to re-assimilate get assimilated with that new number, which is what I did for the last year. And then go below that right? So what I started doing, I house hack my house. Oh yeah, my dream house is house hack, right? Me and this beautiful queen, we are able to share the space, and she's saving money and I'm saving money. And I rent out my fully loaded, beautiful car when I'm not using it, right? And that saves me money. And guess what? The person who uses my car, it saves them money, right? Because they don't want a car. They just want to use a car when they want to use a car. And I want the car. And I want the luxury of choosing to have the car, right? And so because of that, I was able to get my financial security number way low, which now has allowed me to be able to do a lot more. So it's like I leverage, you know, I do other things where I leverage my network, right? I don't own this business, for instance. There's a business that I do that I don't own. But last week, I made $2,600 by saying to persons, hey, by the way, this is the company that I've been using for such and such. Is that true? Absolutely. Is it benefiting me? Absolutely. Did they say yes? Yes. And when they said yes, I got $2,600 over several people. Guess what? That's crypto money, because my financial security is covered. My financial, my 401k is covered. My IRA is covered. My insurance is covered. This new money, I don't have anything else to do with it. It's my crypto money.
Jeez. So for the people, because everybody, I know everyone listening is going to want to find you to get more. I mean, I don't know how you can get more value than an hour with you, which they already just got, right? But how can they get more value from you? You mentioned the book, but how else can they find you? Like, where else can they go? How can they contact you? How can they get more from you, Natalie?
Well, depends on when you publish this. I will have a link in my bio, and that link is gives them 15 minutes with me of clarity. To be honest, it does make sense for them to book it if they're not gonna, you know, work on anything that I share with them.
Yeah,
and I'm the type of person that 15 minutes with me is a game changer.
Shit. Because, that's an understatement.
No, it really is a game changer, because unlike everybody else, I'm not trying to sell you anything. Because the thing is, I don't care to work with people who I had to convince. The money knows my name and it knows where I live, and it will come to me at the speed at which I can manage it appropriately. And that speed increases daily, right? And so I'm not worried about that. I just grow into the person daily who can get more and attract more. And so my clients, they know once they hear my voice, they know I'm there. They know that I'm their coach. And so if someone wants to book a call, they can book a call. And anything they ask me, I'll answer. I'm pretty straightforward. You ask me a question, I'll give you the answer. I told you that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have any gimmicks or gimmicks. And then if they're looking, you know, to consistently build themselves, you know, they're starting over and they just don't see a way out. They know that they have the skills. They know that they have the experience, but maybe they just haven't been feeling like they had all that they needed. The Life Architect Society is really good because it gives you the mindset. It gives you the thing. But here's the thing. If they're not going to do the work, they definitely shouldn't join that.
Yeah.
Because I don't need their money, right? It's a waste. They're going to be buying something that they're not going to use.
Yeah.
They should definitely not buy it. But if they're serious, I've seen, for instance, I have a client who she had a self-care business. She couldn't afford to work with me one-on-one. She invested in Life Architect Society. She did the three-payment plan. Her products have gone from not quite sure how much she was making a month to now literally making a lot a month. She is now in stores, and she is looking to get herself into Target and Walmart. And it's not because I gave her anything into Target and Walmart. It's just when you become so clear about who you are, so clear about what your vision is, so clear about what your strategy is, so clear about who your customer is, because I even teach this, how to identify who your ideal people are, you begin to attract opportunities at the speed of light. And so you're no longer desperate, you're no longer overselling, and you're no longer trying to convince. You are just existing, radiating, manifesting, and just glowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the program has really made a difference for a lot of people.
I can't. I don't know how I'm going to cut this episode up. I have no idea. I don't know how I'm going to work some magic. But So on Instagram, Winning Natalie, and on where else should they go to contact?
Is on Clubhouse, Winning Natalie. Clubhouse. They can find me on Clubhouse,
Winning Natalie.
Yeah,
and you Winning click Natalie. The link in the description, and then you're gonna see a link there that says book a call with me.
Yeah.
Right, book a call with me, and you can book a 15-minute call with her, and like, I mean,
and it's free,
and it's free.
In a day and age where nobody gives free calls, usually the people who give free calls are the people who don't know. You know, like they're new to the market and they're trying to figure out their value, right? People don't give free calls.
So free call from Natalie, the woman that ran up all my recording, hours in one session. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
It's my pleasure. Invite me back. We can speak on more specific strategy instead of something like this was, I feel like this was more general.
Yeah, this is great.
We can speak on one thing at a time.
Perfect.
Don't even play right now. Go to her Instagram, Winning Natalie, and set up a free call with her. Literally, you have a chance to speak to someone who coaches millionaires and multimillionaires, even those in the financial field, right? They pay thousands of dollars to just talk to her, and you can speak to her for free. Is your life that perfect that it can't be improved? Go schedule that call with her at Winning Natalie on Instagram and click her link in the bio. And by the way, did you enter the $50 Amazon giveaway? Since we're talking about, is a life so perfect? Like, do you not like free money? Go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. The lucky winner will get that gift card and a free subscription to my newsletter for a whole year. marketadventures.co/giveaway and Instagram at Winning Natalie. Those two things are your homework for the rest of the day. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.